Like you're going into Navy SEALs with that, bro. You are a Navy SEAL. DC just don't know it. Yes. So my welcome packet is a PDF. It would probably be better if I printed it out, but I just send them everything from the get-go. A welcome packet welcomes them to the underground family. That's number one. And I reaffirm the fact that they made an investment. Because the parents are paying for it, a dad might come home and then tell the wife, we just signed up Johnny, it's gonna be 300 something bucks for the month. She's like, So we don't want that. We wanna reaffirm, or vice versa. Mom signs up, dad's like, dude, you know, no. So we reaffirm and tell them that we will not let them down, talk to our commitment to them, and we say if they are as committed as we are, the results will happen. And here's how you could speed up these results. So we give a little bit of a review of the warm-up and say, do the warm-up, practice the warm-up. So I put photos in there, squatting, lunging, all that stuff. Go to a playground, work your pull-ups. We've got that. Then we give them nutrition guidelines. And we say, here's what you need to start doing. Choose from these foods. It's real general. It's like real simple stuff, but we're getting kids to eat breakfast or to not buy school lunch or to not have their first meal at, you know, like crazy late in the day. Just getting them to do all the things that add up to give them better results. And then I do the review of the billing, I call it the membership. If you signed up with a credit card, just a reminder, your membership is gonna go through on the 5th of each month. If you signed up for 3 months and you started on June 17th, that means on September 17th, your 3 months is over. You have the option to renew or move on to a year paid in full. And you know, I'm just getting all these things to train them so they understand. It just makes things run real smooth. So whatever you feel needs to run smoother or you want running smoothly, include that in the welcome packet. What's gonna help them? Put in nutrition, give them some extra stuff to do, and include the fact that you love referrals and that if they wanna refer somebody to you, tell them who is a good referral. All right, so let me see, like Lauren, who do you work with? Like what kind of people do you work with?
Women.
So you would say, you would be real specific. So she would put in her welcome packet that, you know, if your friends at work are asking you about what you do and why you're looking so much better, feel free to introduce me to them or pass on their contact info to me, and I'd love to help them out and bring them to an introductory workout. Tell them, this is how you probably found out about me, through a referral. So encourage, teach, and train them to do that stuff, and then tell them who's a good fit so they don't refer somebody that didn't even want to come. Tell them, we want to work with people like you. So what I tell is I say, supportive parents, hardworking kids. Don't be afraid to tell them to check out the website first. Trying to really, you know, I'm trying to leverage everything I do. So I'm giving them a lot of stuff to help them and reminding them that go ahead and tell people about us. Okay, so your welcome packet could be anything that you want. And you could print them all out if you want and just, you know, get them stapled up, go to one of the Office Depot or whatever. But I would say a welcome packet is real powerful stuff. You should all have it. If you're not having it, you know, it doesn't seem like much to you, but it adds a lot of value to them. They sign up, you're helping them with nutrition, like, you know, you're adding value. You're taking care of all the, you're answering their common questions. All right? Anybody else or anything else? Yeah.
Whenever at first, because right now I'm building my clientele and I have right now 4 personal training clients.
Yeah.
So whenever you're talking about your rates with them, like 2 of them are my good friends. And so
yes. Should double the price for them. Just say, hey, I love you and I want to make sure you take it serious.
But I've noticed, like, I feel bad if they can't.
Yes.
But, and I want to get, because they're helping me get the experience.
Sure.
at this point, I realize I've got to, you know.
A lot of times, it comes through the tone of your voice. So when you speak to me about price, you're like swallowing, you're a little bit nervous. You don't want to be nervous. You got to believe. It's going to take a little time. I'm not going to lie. From the get-go, you're not going to be able to have that look them straight in the eye and say it's okay, but it'll take time. For friends, just be careful, you know? If it's discounted and you're their friend, they don't take it as serious. And I always say this when the question of price comes up, what is more valuable than your health? If your health is not in good conditions, whether it's overweight, whether it's a disease, illness, whatever we want to call it, what do you have? What do you have without your health? Nothing. You have nothing. So if anybody ever dares to like have an issue with the price, then number one, you've got to be confident enough to answer and say, then you know, what we do here is, you know, we're gonna change your life. And it's easy for you, it's actually sometimes tough for you to say it. That's why I like having the success stories, testimonials, videos. Today, when you guys leave, don't be wimps. I wanna get good words on that camera. Don't be tired. Your people that you train, especially if you're gonna be giving them the discount, you should say, guys, I'm gonna train you. I wanna get a video, or even, you know, they email you the testimony, put it up as a photo so people could trust you more, that they see that you've brought the results. Discounting friends is definitely doable, but just let them know that, hey, this is a time where I could be training anybody. So say, you gotta be committed to this. I'm hooking you guys up because you're my friends and I love you. But you know, I always say, if we discount it, a cell phone bill is often very expensive. Like, does anybody have a cell phone bill over $100 a month? Yeah, anybody over $200? Because when you start getting internet and all that stuff, no, I must be paying for everybody's phone. Like, I'm like trying to think of all the phones it's between, because we have five phones, I guess, my gym, me, my wife, her mom. But, you know, I look at what people spend their money on, and it's phones, it's going out to eat, it's like all this stuff. So I have no problems ever telling people, you know, if you're gonna complain about investing in your health and changing your life, this is not for you. You know, you guys are all these top coaches. So do not compete against others by chopping your prices down. Never do that. You will end up being a serious commodity, especially in CrossFit. I hate to say that, but that's, you know, what I tell people is I go, the reason why when somebody's like calling, why I'm not saying we are CrossFit Underground, is because I know that what they're doing is whenever somebody calls, they're like, I was on your website, I'm looking for CrossFit, I'm looking to see how much it costs. That means they're looking at everybody, other CrossFits every 5 minutes away from me. Who's cheaper? I'm going there first. I'm not gonna compete on dollars. I'm competing on the results, the changing of the life, the community. And by doing that, I don't have to sell. People are referred, they know about the program, they've seen the changes, they've seen not just physical changes, but emotional and life changes, and that's gonna take time. You're gonna have to build it. But if you're gonna train your friends, then give them awesome workouts and tell them, I want you committed the way all my other clients are committed. You gotta dial in the nutrition, all this stuff, and say every 30 days, I wanna get, you know, like a photo with you, a testimonial. You guys need to be success story, because this is important. I mean, if you're my friends, you gotta support me on this too, okay? And I had, you know, Kurt, one of our coaches, he was also like training some of his friends. And I said, Kurt, you know, if you're gonna charge them like $5 an hour, who's gonna show up? They're gonna disrespect your training. They're not gonna think it's anything of value. They're gonna think it's a game. And I go, this isn't a game. We're having fun, that's fine, but this is serious stuff. So be careful with that and be fine with telling the price. And if price is the first thing you talk about, that's the first thing that they will, that goes to their mind. They're gonna be making decisions based on price. We don't want them making decisions based on price. We want them to hear about the program, see the success stories, the testimonials, give them opportunity to experience it and test. Maybe you need to do a one-day free workout. Maybe you need a week. Some people do 2 weeks. You're gonna have to see what works best, okay? So say, you know, our programs vary. It depends if you're training with me once a week, twice a week, this many days a week. It depends if you're doing the nutrition support or if that's just part of it. But say, you know what? If you're serious about changing your health, come train with me for a week. Let me show you. Let me prove to you that I'm awesome and that I'm gonna help you change your life, and prove it to them. Prove it. You have to be that confident. And I'm telling you, Emily, once you get your 6th, 7th, 8th, 10th, 12th client, you'll just be walking a little more tall and it'll just be easier for you. So in the beginning, let them come and try. And don't be afraid to say, you know, sometimes try one day free. Other times do the bring a friend. If you're doing a bring a friend, make sure everybody could do that workout, okay? Don't be like, bring a friend, today one arm snatches with a barbell into Turkish getup. Like, make sure that everybody could do it, and just people want to have a good time. Make sure they have a good time and they leave feeling better than when they walked in. Capture information of people that visit your gym. Please do that. Somebody pops into your gym, or let's say I don't own this gym, Jennifer's training here, Travis training here. I don't want to have to like leave and catch the information. I should have some sort of form where, yes, I'd love to get more information. Here's my name, here's my email address. And some of you could even, you know, catch physical addresses and follow up with a postcard. Because nobody gets postcards or nobody gets like mail anymore. They get all emails. Email is, you know, we got to really think outside of doing that stuff. So if somebody pops into your class while it's going on, just say, hey, I'd love to talk to you. I'm in the middle of taking care of everybody here. Is it cool if you fill out this form? I'll shoot you an email. We'll connect. I'd love to help you out. So as opposed to you start like talking to them and everybody's doing their own thing. So make sure that you, you know, ready to capture information, okay? And get your friends to refer like committed people that really want to change their health. Just say, guys, I'm helping you. I want you to help me. Like, I love fitness. This is my passion, my career. Support me, and that's what you do, okay? Emily, you're awesome. Anybody else? Yeah. No, that's a good question. How do we pay our coaches? I don't pay them based on the amount of clients because that can be totally crazy. We could have 4 people, then we could have 12 people. They're trained to roll with whatever's gonna happen. We make the athlete's schedule, but because we work with athletes and most of them don't drive and it's, you know, scheduling and whatnot, you know, every day the schedule changes and reschedules. So they get an hourly rate. They also have opportunity to do seminars. When we do seminars, they get the lion's share. They always make more than what I make, but I help market it, get the word out there, organize it. And I don't push them to do those seminars. If they want to do the seminars, we do it. Other things, if they create like a class, meaning if I created, I don't know, like the whole curriculum to like a 6-week strongman course, and I did all the legwork, then they're gonna get paid hourly. But if they took time to create the course, come up with the idea, be entrepreneurial about it, sweat, you know, put the sweat equity into it, then we're going to do, like we're doing mini camps, those people will sign up and we'll do a split. And it depends how long they've been with me. If they haven't been with me long enough, then I'm always doing a 60-40 split, 60 for me. They're with me a little bit longer. We move to 50-50. Then we start moving to 60%, 40% them. So I could take care of the overhead of the gym. The rent in my area, of that Central Jersey area, is not cool. It's not good. It's, you know, and there's a lot of all the little behind the scenes stuff. So when you're paying coaches, you know, you got to take into account everything that you've got. You're buying the equipment, you've got all the rent, the overhead, all the things, the shirts, all that stuff. You could be blowing money out the door before you know it. And you've got to track the money that you make. You got to be, it's a numbers game. So that's the tough thing, you know. I'm not my, like I said, that's not my unique ability. And for most coaches, it's not ours. We are like, I wish we could just come in, train people, and somebody else is, you know, working. But our gym is not, you know, CrossFit Central's big. Emily was working front desk. They have like people managing areas. For us, it's not like that. I built the business according to what I knew was suiting my strong needs. So small enough to manage, not, you know, so crazy, only grow when we're forced to grow and find another space. The problem is the rent in our area is just crazy. You know, it's pretty crazy. So you got to, I think it's important that where I learned this is when I was younger, when the RKC, does anybody know, everybody know what RKC is? Russian Kettlebell Challenge. So when I was first getting into strength and conditioning, there was a crew of all those guys, and they were like this, like, you know, these main attractions almost. And then I remember like being on Dragon Door Forum, and one by one they had like announced that they were resigning or something like that. I can't remember, like tender my resignation, it was weird. But they were leaving. And I don't know what the story was, but from what I understood, they just maybe weren't paid enough. So when I think of paying people, I want to make sure that they're getting paid well, but they got to earn that. I got to see just fire in the eyes, passion. And I've fired people, you know, I've fired people, but I always gave chances to grow, to build themselves. And if by that third chance, they didn't get that passion, you know, then I just said, not a good fit. We had one guy did the internship for 60 days. I swear, I think it was like his second day working. He was a dick, and I just like brought him outside, and I said, take the key off your keychain, you gotta go. He just like, it was so weird. He went to like, you know, Mr. Hyde. Almost fucked him up. So I can't have that, how do you say? I don't have that luxury to ever afford like a kid to go back one day and say, I worked with Coach John Smith. And it was horrible. And then, because I know how word of mouth spreads inside a community of people, a community of athletes, all that stuff. Like, boom, I was like, man, dude, this guy was, you know, he just didn't want to listen to anything I had to say. He wasn't going to be a listener. He was just, he trained one day without me. The gym was all shitty. So it was like, boom, sign of some sort of things to come. So that's it, done. You're all like, if you, you'll all have to fire somebody, whether you fire your clients or fire a employee. So sometimes it happens. So don't be fucking around over there at Genesis, all right, Toe? Smash with you, dude, you're good. Guys like Toe, they're awesome. That's like, these are the kind of guys, like I see you guys, this is like, see how they're asked questions, they care. Saw how tired he was, but he was like, shh. That's like what we need. You know, I need those coaches that will stay tough when it's tired. They're going to really care and learn. I never want to like push on them to learn stuff. Want to always give them opportunity to learn. Okay? And sometimes people need, whether it's your clients or your coaches, sometimes they need a little more, like a longer time to turn the corner and become who you want them to be. Okay? We've definitely got, you know, some of those kids where it's like, all right, he won't be awesome this season, but he will be awesome by the time his senior year comes around. And that's how sometimes I'll look at it. And there's information in there from like 04, 05. So if you're stuck in a rut and you need, you know, like a refresher on maybe like sandbag training, strongman training, maybe you're about to train, you know, a hockey team, a football team, use the search bar, type in the one, two, or three words that you're looking for, and it's very likely you'll pull up something that I have. There's tons of workouts. I mean, it's a real important resource that you should get after. And that's it. So that'll all be going on within the next week or 2 weeks. And Jonathan is where a lot of you guys are local. So as far as, you know, connecting with him, he's really a media expert. Remember, if that's not your unique ability and you need help, then go ahead and reach out to him. All right. He'll be inside the inner circle and also be, you know, just look him up on Facebook. Last name, H-A-Y-N-E-S. Right? Jonathan, J-O-H-N. So connect with him. Those of you that own a gym, if you're holding events, connect with Chris Kepler. What an awesome dude. Guy's DJ. I mean, he's got sick music. If I had him in my area, dude, I'd probably have him DJing on, like, days for training. Just, you know, knowing that we're going to have him coming in. Dude, that would be awesome. Some of you guys have just these amazing opportunities. Take advantage of it. Travis is, his website will soon be strictlystrengthproject.com. He's pretty active inside the Facebook area, very active on Twitter. He's posting every day, learn from him. And guys that are doing that posting every day want you to engage. So if you want to request him to do a video on something, do it. Jennifer's training so many ladies. Guys, if you're having ladies come to you that want to train, you're not sure what to say, how to do certain things, you know, with the training, organizing, reach out. You know, you have a lot of resources that I hope you take advantage of, and I hope that you also learn just to work together with one another. Those of you that are, you know, from this area, you just got a lot of opportunities, okay? But really, keep it steady. Focus on the unique ability. Get your free days going, for sure. At least one day a week, no matter what. You gotta have a day that's all about you, right? Real important. And you gotta put forth the work, because there's a lot of people that are out there working hard, really trying to get ahead. Your business won't grow if you're quiet about it. Don't be shy. Tell people what you know, tell people what you could do, and get, you know, a lot of feedback from the people that go through your training, okay? Whether you're a gym owner, you're a coach, there's a lot more success to be had, and, you know, now I know if Muscle Fitness asks me about CrossFit, I ain't gonna tell them to call Bob the trainer, all right? I'm gonna make sure that they're connected with you. Zut Fit. What's up, brother? So, guys, I want to just, I can't thank you enough. If I, you know, said it, just, it really doesn't mean, you know, what I say is, when I leave Austin, I'm always, like, a little bit depressed. I'm always a little bit depressed. So, I had a great time. This cert was, man, you guys killed it. Both days, the energy was unreal. I hope you use at least one thing, some of the things, and if you had a good experience, maybe you could do just a quick couple words for Jonathan, and all you do is say your name. He'll ask you what your favorite part or big takeaway was during the cert. If you got a website, make sure you mention your website on there, and you know, just speak from the heart. Tell us what you thought, and I'll be available to you through the easiest way is connecting inside that Facebook area. But you could email me, that's totally cool. That's a little bit tougher way for me to get a hold of. But very important to me is the people that helped was, this cert would never have been that good, which shows you why we need the team. So Jennifer and Travis and Jonathan, just please give them a round of applause, they were awesome. And Jeremy Teal's in the back with his bro. JT organized a crew of coaches to come out to New Jersey. JT, was that 3 years ago or two? 2 years ago. I would never be in Austin. I would never have met you people if I didn't meet him. He's a real great friend of mine. He does a lot of stuff for the community. If he's holding seminars and events, learn from the guy. He's an awesome guy, you know, does everything from the heart. And he's like me. He's going to push you to get uncomfortable, and you guys need to do that. You're in an amazing area. This does not go on near me. Like, Nobody talks to anybody out there. It's kind of strange, it's unfortunate, but you guys are in a real cool, unique situation. So big thanks to JT for introducing me to all you people. I would not be here without him. He's a real close friend of mine. So give my man a round of applause.